Jane Seymour.
Hi.
Hi. You don't know me, but I love you. I'm going back now to a line in the movie that I'm calling to talk to you about, Somewhere in Time.
Right.
And I remember Christopher Reeves sitting there, standing there, actually, and practicing lines that he was going to use on you when he finally met you. You've had so many successes: Emmys, Golden Globes, of course. Your incredible series, Dr. Quinn, so many successes, and yet I call you tonight to talk about Somewhere in Time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that movie, but I must tell you, I believe in the concept of soulmates. Do you?
I absolutely do. And, you know, when we were making that movie, there was a magic that happened to everybody. It was an extraordinary movie. It only cost about $2 million to make.
Oh, my.
It was never properly released because Universal had the Blues Brothers $40 million movie coming out the same week, and they sort of didn't even notice we existed. And there was an actor's strike that time, and we weren't allowed. Chris and I were not allowed to publicize the movie. And we were just so frustrated because we loved this movie. And I'd conned my friend John Barry into doing the music for nothing. And subsequently, you know, he would own the rights afterwards. And, of course, he made more money, I think, from that ultimately than any of the other things. So it was sort of a labor of love, and it was a very special movie when we made it. There were no cars allowed on the island, so we were all issued with bicycles. And
I think that remains the case today.
I believe so. But it was just, there was something special about the making of it. And the whole crew, in fact, probably one of my closest friends in the world today is one of the associate producers from that movie. So a lot of us have really kept in touch. And I'm still, of course, very much in touch with Christopher Reeve. And it's just so wonderful to both Chris and I to realize that something that touched our hearts has touched so many people's hearts.
And so much later. In other words, when it came out, it wasn't that big. And today, let me tell you, when I met my wife, it's the first movie that I sat her down and that we watched together.
Oh.
And we were so moved by it and we're so in love that we're making the trip to the Grand Hotel in Mackinac. As a matter of fact, we're leaving in the morning on a jet plane.
I'm so envious. You know, I was intending to go this year, and I had all the plans ready to go. And then, of course, at the last minute, I had to do a CBS movie. And, of course, they didn't want to wait till that Somewhere in Time weekend is over. They wanted it now.
Of course.
So I didn't have any choice, really, because I have to work when I get the work.
In my studio, directly behind me right now, I have a picture and have had for a long time of Elise. And I have never in my life, Jane, seen a more beautiful, classic, fall in love with instantly face.
Wow.
It's absolutely lovely as are you. Now, when you did that movie, I talked to Stephen Simon. I've interviewed him a couple of times now, and he told me a really interesting story about your coming in costume. Did you really do that?
Well, you know, what I used to do is I used to go in for interviews and things, and people would say, well, you know, we can see how you look, but could you play such and such? And so a long time ago, I thought the smart thing to do would be to show up not looking like I was in costume, but wearing clothes that were as close to the character as I could get away with while still pretending to be in street clothes. So that's what I did.
Well, when you walked in the room, Stephen said, everybody looked at everybody and said, that's the end of that. It's her. She's the one. Now, I also believe that love, I've been kind of toying with the idea of time travel all my life. It has fascinated with me, been a fascination with me. And I think love is the one thing that actually might do it, if anything ever does, because it's got to be the strongest force on earth.
I would agree with that. And, you know, I think there are so many things we really don't understand. I mean, we know there are so many parts of our brain and of our psyche and of our souls that we can't pinpoint down, that I think it's entirely possible. And I especially believe that we want to believe that love transcends time and place.
That's right.
And I know in my heart, for example, my father passed on many years ago. I feel he's right there with me. I mean, every day I find myself at one point thinking of him and kind of almost asking him, what do you think? You know, and my love for him has never dwindled, despite the fact that he isn't here in body anymore.
No, but so, you can feel him there, can't you?
I feel him there. I mean, he definitely inspired Dr. Quinn for me for 7 years. I mean, every day I'd walk on that set and I felt he was right there. And I thought, what a coincidence that his passion for medicine, for his history of medicine should, suddenly turn into this amazing series that was so wonderful for me for so many years.
I would lay a wager with anybody that if Somewhere in Time were released today, it would be a smash
hit.
Huge hit.
Well, you know what? I went to Universal and I said, are you crazy? You can make some good money here. And I think they did their research and they found that they probably could, but what they wanted to do was to try and see if we could come up with a sequel. And I don't know how they can come up with a sequel. I think what they would do that would be much better would be to re-release the original and really do a campaign around it, because it's never really been given the opportunity in this country of being shown as a feature.
Oh, quite right. I keep telling people...
And I think there's a lot of people who've seen it, hundreds of times, that would enjoy the experience of going and watching it. In the same way that, in a different way, people like going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show or a Star Wars movie or something. But this is the ultimate romantic movie, and people I know watch it 15, 20 times, and they really enjoy the experience of sitting there and taking it in. It's not a question of, well, I've seen that, I know the story.
I have seen it that many times. I really have. What was it like? Now, I've never been to Mackinac Island, nor have I been to the Grand Hotel. What's it like there?
It's quite beautiful. Of course, I haven't been there in 20 years, but I'm told now that it's even more extraordinary than when I was there. Of course, Chris and I weren't able to stay at the Grand Hotel because there was no room there. We had to stay in some other...
Oh, my.
Not particularly nice little hotel down the road. So we just got to film there. But it is a spectacular hotel. I'm told that it's almost like a shrine to Somewhere in Time now. They have they play the movie there all the time, and they have gift shops with things to do with Somewhere in Time. And
oh, yes.
It's really become like quite a little mecca, I think.
I'm going to be blessed with seeing it on the big screen at the hotel for the first time.
Oh, wow. That has to be amazing. I think I've only ever seen it once on the big screen.
Were you aware that in the book from which the movie came, Bid Time Return, they used in the book the Hotel Del Coronado?
Right.
Which was amazing to me. I picked up the book the other day and began to read it, and I said, wow, different hotel altogether. Different.
Absolutely. I think the reason that they changed was because when you see the setting of Mackinac Island, you'll see it's just time stops still there. It's just an amazing place. You're on an island, and it's isolated, and they've really protected that island.
So you have stayed in touch with Christopher?
Yes, I actually spoke to him about 4 days ago.
How is he?
He's doing great. He's very excited about the progress that they're having with the American Paralysis Association, which his foundation has merged. They're going to be starting human trials, I believe, this year.
So he continues
for spinal regeneration.
His lifetime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're starting this year. It's amazing. I mean, the big push right now, he said, is it's a question of how much money they can raise. The more money they can raise, the sooner they can find a cure to this, because they have the scientists, they have the experiments, they have the people who are willing to be the guinea pigs. And they've proven it in laboratory testing with animals that it does work. And so now it's a question of doing it on human beings.
It's odd. When I look at Christopher today, he doesn't look different. His face, he still looks like the same Christopher, and if he were to be back on his feet, I don't know that I'd see the difference.
No, I mean, he looks amazing, and what's amazing about him, though, is he's just inspirational, and I had a conversation with him once about, obviously no one would ever choose to have this horrible thing happen to him the way that it did, but of all the people in the world that I know, he is able now to do more with his life in a funny way than he would have done if this had never happened to him. I mean, he really is changing. He's changing history in terms of medical research, because no one had ever considered it was possible to do anything for the spine. It was one area that they'd all given up on, and he is the one that's made that happen. He's changing the world for people who have disabilities. He's really fighting in government for rights for people. And he's become an extraordinary activist, and he really also, I think, has become an inspiration for everyone in the world, that when you think things are tough for you, you think about...
That's right.
...the fact that he, not only is it tough for him just to survive moment by moment, but he is going out of his way with what energy he has to help other people. And it makes you realize that that really is probably the key to happiness, is that when you can do something for someone else, it takes it away from, you know, from whatever you feel is not right about your life.
Quite right. What was the chemistry like between the two of you during that movie? It was such a romantic movie.
I think, you know, one day a book will have to be written on that. Those of us who were there know it was there was a magic, and there has always been a magic. Chris and I, you know, we were really totally overcome by this movie, and
yes,
a very long-term, wonderful love we really had for each other and still do have. And it's wonderful because our spouses are very understanding and happy about this. So, you know, it's he's just a very special person, and something magical happened, and he just we felt very strongly about each other.
Jane, when you read the part of Elise McKenna, did you know right away?
Oh, yes. And I read it. I just said, I have to play this role. And I was so superstitious about not getting it that on the day that I went in for the final interview and actually met Chris, I got into my car, and a girl that I barely even knew, a sort of semi-girlfriend, said, I'm turning 40 and I'm freaking out. Will you please take me far, far away so I can go on a beach? And so I went off to this faraway beach. I didn't even know where I was. I was incommunicado all day. By the time I got back, the phones had been ringing off the hook. Everyone was trying to leave messages to tell me that I'd got this part, and I'd completely forgotten. Because, you know, I'd decided to dedicate the rest of the day to helping this girl get through what she thought was going to be a big trauma for her.
Well, you know, going back to if it were released today, I would love to see it re-released, because there are so many people who would benefit from the love in that movie.
I think it would be great, you know, without with the internet and everything, if people got together and made a campaign to ask Universal to re-release it, maybe it would happen. I mean, amazing things were happening
with
Dr.
Let's
Quinn.
Do it.
But I think that's one that I think is really worth, if people really feel that strongly about it. And I don't think you're alone. I know, for one, General Colin Powell, it's his favorite movie of all time.
Well, you know, I think you're right. There really could not be a sequel to it. It is what it is, and it would never be improved on.
And you know, when I watched Titanic, and you know, in the hugeness, I mean, the extraordinariness of Titanic, I kept thinking to myself that Summer in Time was in some ways even more moving, and yet it was a small movie. But there's something really, the same magic that Titanic had, Summer in Time has.
Plus, no movie.
Didn't need a big ship.
And I'm a big movie fan, Jane. But that movie, nothing has ever moved me like that movie, and I can't even really explain it. It's just, it's something to my very core that was affected. So
I'll tell you something very interesting piece of trivia that you probably don't know is that when it came out in the Far East, in Hong Kong specifically, they were going to play it for 2 weeks, and it played for over a year to packed houses.
Wow.
And Sir Run Run Shaw, who owns the theater chain out there, said, I didn't understand why. So he invited me out, and I met him, and he wanted to see, you know, was it me? Why was this film doing so well? And in the history of Chinese cinema, never since Gone with the Wind had anything played so consistently. And he took it off when it was still playing to packed houses and put it back on again 6 months later, and it packed them out again. So he said they've never had a film that did that.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
And you're remarkable. You have a very, very busy schedule, don't you, of shooting?
Yeah, right now it's pretty crazy. We're doing a movie for CBS called Murder in the Mirror, and I'm in every shot, and James is directing it and producing with Larry Thompson. And I'm filming every day for 18 days. So
I've done radio now for a decade, but that's like it's like falling off... you know, it's water off a duck's back. Nothing to me, but television, oh, I've done it a couple of times, and oh my, that's a lot of work.
It's much harder and faster work than doing features. It's because you have to come up with the same quality and material in 18 days as opposed to 2 or 3 months. So I think when people come and watch us do it, they have no idea how hard and how fast everybody works on a television movie.
Oh, that's right. I interviewed Chris Carter last night, and he said he went and starred in one of his own series. And when he went in, he said, you know, I'm paying you all much too much. And when he left, he said, I'm not paying you anywhere nearly enough.
Right.
So
it's amazing how hard the work is. We just, James and I also just finished a wonderful movie that I think you and I think everyone who loved Somewhere in Time will love. And it's called Enslavement, The True Life Story of Fanny Kemble. And we just had a test screening for it in its very rough form on Monday, and it scored extraordinarily high. So I think there's a chance that it will be put out now as a feature film.
I'll look for it when.
And then, hopefully, and we're waiting to hear now, and then it will definitely be on Showtime afterwards.
On Showtime, all right. Well, I'm not going to miss it, as I don't miss a thing you do. Jane, I know you're busy, and I want to thank you, but one thing, there are a lot of people from all over the country and beyond getting ready to converge in the morning and Friday on Mackinac Island, and so you might have a word or two for them.
Well, I really wish I could be with all of them. I am so upset that I didn't get to make it this year. I've sent a brief video message, so hopefully they'll put that up on the screen for everybody. And I will be there. I will find a way to get there one of these years. And I just thank you all for being supporters of Somewhere in Time. And let's see if we can't get it re-released as a feature, because that would be so exciting for
yes.
us all to see it and to share it with this generation.
Yes, Jane, thank you so much.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Jane Seymour, and what an interview, huh? That was really neat. It was really neat of her to do on such short notice.